Morning, Nick.
Tess, a very good morning to you.
I don't remember Monday, and I say this every week. I just, what happened? I don't remember.
Well, Tess, I mean, reading it myself, I can't even remember it, so I'm with you on that one.
Okay, good. It's not just me.
Yeah, so on Monday, I think we were still wrapping our heads around that massive Labor victory in Victoria. They absolutely smashed the Liberal Party. Pre-election polls did have Labor comfortably retaining, but the swing toward Labor was just not foreseen by even the experts, you know, even the most respected election experts. So it was an incredibly stunning result. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, she brushed off the Victorian state election result. She said it was a distraction ahead of our poll in March.
That's right.
And she told New South Wales voters to stand on their own two feet. So I think Gladys, she doesn't want to have anything to do with the federal Liberals or the Victorian Liberals anywhere else. And look, can you really blame her?
I was going to say, that's probably fair.
Yeah. And it was more bad news for the coalition at the start of the week. It seemed Mondays have been pretty bad for the coalition the last few months. A near record low of 34%, their primary vote, in the latest news poll. A little bit of good news for them. Scott Morrison doubled his lead as preferred Prime Minister over the past fortnight. He's had a 4-point jump, but the coalition primary vote fell, rather, for a third poll in a row. So they now trail Labor 45 to 55. So that is quite a substantial amount of ground that they're going to have to try and make up if they want to have any hope of retaining government next May, which we do believe will be the time when the election is held.
Yeah, didn't Scott Morrison accidentally drop that in the middle of a speech?
Yes, well, accidentally, but it did seem quite intentional. I think it was. The budget is going to be designed as a carrot for voters to hopefully save seats and get a few more votes. But I think at this stage, I think a lot of people are just a bit fed up and not really going to even buy that anyway. But
let the pork barreling begin.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, it's been going on for a while, really, hasn't it?
That is also a very good point, yes.
Yeah. And other main news on Tuesday, Cathy McGowan, she's one of the members of the now very large crossbench. We might get to that a bit later on. She introduced a private member's bill to establish a federal anti-corruption watchdog. And that was approved by the government, but it was kind of shafted toward the end of the sitting day. So it's sort of just sitting there now, nothing really happening with it at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how that one sort of develops, if it will at all, Tess.
I remember talking to Jeff about that and thinking, surely that's such a free kick to support. Surely that's...
You would think that a unanimous parliament agreement there would be good for both parties. You know,
yeah.
It would be in their best interest. But the government sort of just said, yep, we're in. And then they just went, no. So, it kind of just disappeared from the media spotlight as well, that one. It was a bit of an enigma, that story on the Tuesday.
Yeah. Flash in the pan.
Flash in the pan, yeah. Wednesday, Tess, I think you remember this one. You're in the eye of the storm on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
That was, I'll have to put my hands up and say that I slept through that storm.
Oh.
I had nothing on Wednesday this week, so I was, oblivious to the chaos that was happening outside. And parts of North Sydney were actually the worst hit. Eastwood, Mossman, all had a month's worth of rain in a matter of hours, which something like this, it's just not happened in years. And they were saying the night before that it would be the south of Sydney that was going to be hit the worst, but it ended up being the lower North Shore.
I live out Eastwood Way, and there's a big sort of water canal that runs through Eastwood. I've yet to work out what it's actually for, because 99% of the time I walk past it when I'm walking home, it's, you know, dry or trickling, and it's quite deep. And, you know, if I, not that I'm going to climb into it, it's quite nasty, but if I did climb into it, it would be above my head. It's quite a significant canal that runs through Eastwood there. And like I said, I've never seen it any more than a trickle, but I got photos of it when I was in just after the rain had really come down, of it just flooded out, completely full.
Oh, boy.
Just, you know, floodwaters racing through it. And like I said, I would guess that it would be, if I was standing, you know, my head height. So there we go. I worked out what the Eastwood Canal's for.
There you go, yeah. and right near Eastwood in Chatswood, there were reports of an office building, basically a mini cyclone, it was described as.
Yeah.
It was like it damaged windows and the floor and the roof. So that was just, yeah, that was, and it was over in a flash too, wasn't it? It was just over before you knew it. Big parliamentary. It was a pretty massive day, really, on Wednesday in the parliament. Julia Banks, she resigned from the Liberal Party.
Yep.
She joined the ever-growing crossbench. So that was, yeah, that's another blow to Scott Morrison's government. They now rely on the support of two crossbenchers, whereas they relied on one. So still not crippling, I wouldn't say crippling for the government, but it's certainly another blow to their chances of holding on next year.
The minority government is getting more and more minor.
Minor, I suppose.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of another way of putting that one. Getting on to Thursday, and the Queensland bushfires were really starting to rage. Thankfully, of course, as we discussed last hour test, no one has died, thankfully.
Yeah, that is
fires.
Good.
And that's, like I said before, it's just it's miraculous but also very difficult to comprehend that. So hats off to the Queensland Emergency Services there.
Sure. I mean, as awful as it is, you know, with fires that size, it's not so, it doesn't feel like a question of will anybody lose their life in it. It is how many people will lose their life in it. You know, we've seen the same situation in California, the huge fires there, and it was never a question of will anybody lose their life. It was how many. So to have not actually seen that, yeah, as you said, brilliant work by the emergency services.
Yeah, hats off to them. And getting on to Friday now, this morning, the big news, of course, is we hadn't really heard from our friend Donald, had we, all week?
Suspiciously quiet.
I was having a chat to my father the other day, and I was saying to him, "How come we haven't heard from Donald all week?" Well, this is probably why, because he was saving it all to drop to us on a Friday.
Oh, good on him.
He abruptly cancelled his planned meeting with Vladimir Putin in Argentina, citing Russia's treatment of Ukraine. That's cast new uncertainty over the US-Russian ties. Of course, it comes in the wake of Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress about a proposed Trump skyscraper in Moscow. So it was quite the bit of news to drop to us this Friday morning.
Via Twitter.
Via Twitter, nonetheless. True Trump style.
It's been a wild week. Cheers for that, Nick.
Thank you, Tess.